Hello, friends, and welcome to The Daily Good. I'm Peter, and this is a podcast of upbeat news, thoughts, stories, and music from all around the world. This podcast is here to give your day a dose of the positive instead of the relentless onslaught of news and information that revolves around the negative. Good things are happening all the time, but it's usually harder to find than the rest of the news. So, this is a brief daily oasis where I'll collect and share some of the good stuff. I certainly understand that it's important to stay aware of the issues of the day, but that can get overwhelming sometimes, and I know that I could sure use some daily reminders of the good that's out there and the great things that are happening all the time, all over the world. So with that said, here's the daily good. Well, hi, and welcome to today's Daily Good podcast. It is an absolutely beautiful spring morning here. I'm looking out my window at some blue skies and a little bit of sunshine peeking through. And I had a little breakfast, not an actual breakfast, a few minutes ago that was that amazing sort of coffee cake that is like really, really soft, and it has the crumb topping. Yeah, that was my breakfast slash snack before I started recording. And so now here I am with a steaming hot cup of coffee next to me, and I have a lot of really fun stuff to share with you in today's podcast. So without further ado, let's get on with it. And this is sort of a good news building on something that was already good news item. You may have seen in your area these things called little free libraries, which are these kind of cute little miniature, they're like boxes that people will put out in their front yards or on street corners. It's a box with a roof and a little door on it, and oftentimes little free libraries are filled with people's old used books that they don't want anymore, but instead of throwing them away, they put them out into these little public boxes, and anyone who wants can come by and take a book. And, you know, the idea, of course, is that it should be, you know, sometimes more of an exchange where you bring some books that you don't want anymore and you take some out. So there's always a little bit of a turnover. At any rate, these are being converted now into sort of sharing boxes. People are filling them up with toilet paper or food or what have you to share during the coronavirus pandemic times. And I think that this is just lovely, right? We're taking something that was already a wonderful concept, and we're just temporarily repurposing it into something that's even more needed right now. The Little Free Library sort of movement was started in Wisconsin, in the town of Hudson, and the head of media and programming there, Margaret Aldrich, said, "Generosity and caring for each other are for the common good." And that's really at the heart of the Little Free Library Network. And this brings us to the good word. And this is the part of the podcast where we talk about some great thinkers and their great thoughts, or read some beautiful poetry. And today we're going to go for some poetry, and we're just going to hit an absolute classic. It was William Shakespeare's birthday recently, so we are going to listen to Sonnet 18. This sonnet is near and dear to my heart. For whatever reason, when I was, I think, either a sophomore or a junior in high school, my best friend and I decided that it's an important thing in life for people to have great pieces of poetry committed to memory. And so we took it upon ourselves to memorize some poetry, and we both memorized Shakespeare's Sonnet 18. So while I could recite this from memory, I am still going to use a book just to make sure that I don't botch it. Sonnet 18. "Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Sometime too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed. And every fair from fair sometime declines by chance or nature's changing course untrimmed. But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou own'st. Nor shall death brag thou wander'st in his shade, when in eternal lines to time thou grow'st. So long as men can breathe or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee. William Shakespeare's Sonnet 18. All right, and here is good news part two, and this again is environmental good news alongside good news that is coming out despite or perhaps because of the coronavirus crisis that we're going through during this recording. And this is about air pollution, and you've undoubtedly heard bits and pieces here and there, stories about how pollution is dropping as a result of the lockdowns and people sheltering in place across the country and around the world. But I thought it might be nice to hear some specific hard numbers. There's an air quality research firm called IQ Air that has been doing a lot of studying about how the air pollution has been affected by the coronavirus lockdowns. And what they did was to survey 10 cities that were in lockdown and then compare their air pollution in that timeline to the same time period in the previous 5 years, so last year and the 4 years prior. They looked at the cities of Delhi, Wuhan, London, Seoul, Los Angeles, Sao Paulo, New York, Rome, Mumbai, and Madrid. And with the exception of Rome, every single one of those cities had reductions in air pollution because of the lockdowns. Some of them were absolutely dramatic. I was going to say breathtaking, and then I realized what a sort of lame pun that would have been. The city of Delhi had a 60% drop in their air pollution readings this time versus this time period last year. Seoul dropped 54% against last year. Wuhan dropped 44% compared to last year. Mumbai down 34%, and Sao Paulo 32%. And even Los Angeles, which is an area that I've lived several times in my life and can personally attest to how horrible the air pollution and smog can be, they had their longest clean air streak ever, or at least since they started keeping track of such things. Their air pollution was down 31% against last year and down 51% compared to the last 5 years in total. Even New York City had a 25% drop. So again, it's kind of a no-brainer, but it's important to actually hear it said out loud and with actual numbers from an actual research firm. We can have a dramatic, fast, positive impact on our environment as a species if we take drastic measures. I'm not saying that, you know, a nationwide or worldwide lockdowns are, you know, what we should be doing in order to save the environment, but it certainly has provided some very clear evidence that we have an effect on these things and we can have a positive effect if we really put our minds to it. And here we are at Wonderful World, where we travel the world thanks to the marvels of modern technology and the internet. And today's Wonderful World location is an amazing live stream webcam at the Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro. It's a little bit surreal at the time of recording right now, as we are in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic and the lockdowns in most major cities around the world, that when you look at this particular webcam, it is absolutely stunning. It's this beautiful curve of the beach kind of stretching off into the distance, and you know, white sand and pale blue water, and the beaches are absolutely empty. Not a soul on the beach. So this is sort of an unprecedented opportunity to see what a beach like this looks like when it's not absolutely mobbed with tourists and locals taking in the sunshine and the surf. So make sure to check out the link in the episode notes for this episode of the podcast at www.the-daily-good.com and check out this Copacabana Beach webcam in Rio de Janeiro. It's quite lovely. And here we are at Sounds Good, where we talk about music that I think is wonderful. So in previous installments of the podcast, we've looked at Ella Fitzgerald. We did a bit on her recording of Accentuate the Positive by Johnny Mercer. And on a different episode, we talked about a song called Potato Head Blues, which was recorded by a very young Louis Armstrong in his Hot 7. And today we're gonna put the two together. Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald recorded a series of albums in the 1950s for Verve Records, and they resulted in three absolute masterpieces. The albums are respectively cleverly titled Ella and Louis, and then the second album is called Ella and Louis Again, and then the third album is Porgy and Bess, because it is Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong recording music from Gershwin's opera Porgy and Bess. Now, we have also spoken in the podcast about the legendary jazz pianist Oscar Peterson and his trio, and how they were essentially the house band for Verve Records. Well, guess what? They are the band that backs Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong on Ella and Louis and Ella and Louis Again. So these are absolutely perfect albums. It is rare, I think, as we all know, to come across an album of material that is, as they say, all killer, no filler, where every single track is a gem, every single track is essential. And I can honestly say for both of these albums, that is the case. The band behind them, absolutely flawless. The performances of Ella and Louis, absolutely flawless. I can tell you where I was the first time I heard a recording off of one of these albums. I was living in Southern California. This was probably 1994. I had only been swing dancing for a year or two at this point. And I was leaving a friend's house, pulling out of the driveway. It was probably 1 o'clock in the morning. And just before I turned onto the main road from their driveway, a song came on the radio. This was the local jazz radio station in Southern California, which at the time was called KLON out of Long Beach State University. It's now called KJazz, 88.1. And this song came on, and the music was smooth and swinging and just absolute perfection. And then Ella came on and started singing, and then Louis came on and started singing. And the contrast between her beautiful, kind of smooth and girly voice and Louis's deep, raspy, growly voice, it just worked. It's one of those contrasts where they don't fight each other. They actually make each other better, like salty and sweet. It's a perfect combination with a perfect band behind them. So, Ella and Louis and the companion album Ella and Louis Again on Verve Records. This is the easiest recommendation in the world for me. You don't need to like jazz music to love these albums. That's it for the Daily Good today. There are links to everything we talked about in today's podcast on the website at www.the-daily-good.com. Thanks for joining me. Come back tomorrow or anytime you need a boost.